that will be speaking with us all today. And first off, let me say also, for those of you guys who are associates with Legal Show, welcome. And for those who are checking things out for the first time, congratulations on having been invited out. All right, you're in for a treat today. Now, the gentleman that we have speaking today, we talked him into coming all the way to Salt Lake City, Utah, from Atlanta, Georgia, and he's one of my favorite people in the entire company for many reasons. He's a great friend and mentor to our family. He's done so much for my personal business, though he's not even financially vested in my success at all. And so it's just a blast to be able to spend time with him. He's known in the world of Legal Shield as a platinum executive director, $600,000 annual income earner. I mean, listen, my husband said yesterday, I'm not good at math, but that's about 50 grand a month, right? So I'm excited to learn from him. He travels the country just really sharing with folks, you know, what the Legal Shield opportunity has done, and he's really good at teaching people how to do it as well. And the reason why he's had such success is because he prides himself in developing leaders and teaching people how to have massive success as well. So please get up on your feet and help me welcome to the front of the room my good friend, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Mike Milia.
Hello. All right. That's okay. No, I'm the one who pushed it off, I'm sure. So going back to my daughter, you know, and my kids there, my goal had been to get the kids from university without going into debt, and all of a sudden, with that company going out of business, I didn't know what I was going to do. Okay, so I was at a presentation, and I was going to be in front of a Legal Shield presentation the very next day. I was in Dallas, Texas, and I was introduced to a gentleman that many of you will know. His name is Larry Smith. Larry's been with that company just about 2.5 years longer than I have. But he was introduced to me as a person who the very following day was going to tell us how the money worked with this company. Now, having been with a startup company for 4 years, if you're with a startup company, you're part of an experiment. Okay? And like 90% of those startup companies, the experiment doesn't really work out. Neither did it with that company. But I was introduced to this company. I was skeptical. The very first thing they told me was they can make lawyers affordable. I'm like, you know, I thought, what else would they lie to me about, right? And then I found out the company was from Ada, Oklahoma, and I didn't know, I mean, what's that, right? But here's what happened. I met Larry Smith, and he told me that this is the guy's that shows how the money works. So I introduced myself to him, and I said, listen, Larry, can I ask you how you've done with the company? And without missing a beat, Larry informed me he made over $60,000 his first year while he had a full-time job, so he was doing it on the side. He got downsized from his job. In the second full year, he went full-time with the company. He made over $220,000. That number really hit me. And I said to him, can I ask, you know, how did you do that? I just sort of blurted that out. And here's what he said to me. He says, I used the team-building aspect of the company. And what that meant was that he built a team of people, and every time somebody on his team marketed a membership, he got paid what's called an override commission. And I'll go over that in a little bit. But in my mind, $220,000, I went to my kid brother who's been my business partner for like almost 25 years now. So before we got to his company, we already were business partners. And we didn't have a good way of splitting up our business interests, so we came into this company as partners. Not something I really recommend to people, but we did. So when they say I made $600,000 last year, you know, it's like Ryan says, he's not good at math, but that's $50,000 a month. I really got to split that with my brother. So, you know... So don't feel so good for me. No, it's, yeah, anyway. What happened was the next day we went out to a presentation, got our questions answered, decided to get started. Within 3 months, I was making more in 1 month than I used to make in 3 months at that point. And by the end of the very first year, we were breaking $20,000 a month. And we made over $250,000 the very first year. And I don't say any of that to brag about what we've done, but to impress upon you guys today that, you know, whether you're listening for the first time or you've been with us for a month or two or three or four or five, that there's a true opportunity here, for, and I believe this, for everyday people. You know, we're going to talk about some of the things that have gone on in the world today. I wonder if this clicker is going to work for me today. Hey, George, what do you think? We did a luncheon today, and I could not get the clicker to work. But yesterday. Okay, what am I going to press here? What? Is it on? It is on now. Oh! So for all those folks at the luncheon today, yesterday, they're, I understand. Okay, so business model today. Now we're going to, here's an interesting factor is that, you know, many of us know a lot of the modern success stories, right? Come on. I didn't do anything yet. Oh, simple. Disruptive, knowable, not easily duplicated, and have an app involved. So these are the best business models. I mean, and you know, those of us who have been around for as long as I've been around, I remember things like, you know, vinyl records, right? I remember I had a collection of vinyl records, and I remember telling my friends, I'll never go to those CDs. What am I going to do with all my vinyl records? Of course, pretty soon, you know, I started having a CD collection. Now, you know, I talk to my granddaughters like, well, you know, I have a CD, blah, blah, blah. They go, Grandpa, Mike, what's a CD? Right? And, you know, so that's what happens because it's disruptive models and things have changed and things have changed so fast. When things change, where do we want to be? We want to be lagging behind or we want to be in front of the curve. And the reality is fortunes are made in front of the curve. Right? So, what do we got here? We know, everyone knows what this thing is, right? But 10 years from now, I don't know. Because what happened? Uber and Lyft have totally changed the way we get around when we're not driving our own cars, right? Okay, Blockbuster, and where was I last week? I was at a presentation, and one of our associates was talking about Blockbuster. He said, you know, imagine you used to go down to Blockbuster to rent a movie, right? And you'd walk around those aisles, and usually whatever movie you wanted to rent was already sold out. And then you'd rent something you didn't really want to rent. You'd go home, you'd watch it, and if you didn't rewind it, the fine was more than it cost you to subscribe to Netflix today, right? Because now Netflix and Amazon Prime has totally changed that. You know, totally change it, and you're never sold out of the movie you want to watch or the TV show you want to watch, whatever that might be. But it's changed. Now, here's the thing that's happened. The people that started Netflix didn't call me and you up and invite us out to a presentation like this. The people that started Uber and Lyft, you know, the Uber people called you up if you wanted to drive, right? But not if you wanted to enjoy part of the profits. And that goes on to Airbnb. Now, we all know hotels, but look what Airbnb has done, right? I mean, it's amazing what they've done. Without owning any properties, they've changed the way a lot of us, you know, vacation and shop and things like that for places to stay. Okay? You guys know what this one is? Instagram. But haven't we changed? I mean, I remember when my older granddaughter is 12 years old. Now, those of you who are under 25 aren't going to get this, but we used to take pictures, take the film out, take it down to a place to develop it. You know, it cost money to develop it, and then they would maybe replace the film, sometimes give you a new roll for the ones you just did, but the process was so expensive. So when my granddaughter who's 12 now, when she was born, she literally was the most photographed person in our family ever, right? Now her cousin, who's only 1 year old, is the most photographed ever. And why? Because how many pictures can I take with this phone and it doesn't cost me anything extra, right? So I've become a much better photographer because if you take 20 pictures, if I take 20 pictures of George, one of them is bound to come out pretty good, right? Okay, so the legal profession, which we're in front of right now, it's always been expensive. It's been unresponsive. How many people have ever, you know, back before Legal Shield, hired an attorney, you wrote a check for a couple $1,000s, and then you called their offices and they didn't call you back? Okay? We have changed all that. lawyers have never been on a, you know, never had to be accountable to us. Because I had one time I paid this guy $2,000 to do some work for me. He wouldn't call me back. And what was I supposed to do? Hire another attorney to get my $2,000 back? You know, that didn't seem like right or smart. So I didn't. But today I don't have to worry about that. And I'll show you why as I go along here. We have disruptive innovation in a multi-billion dollar industry, the legal profession. Okay? There's so much money. And what you got here is this is an app that we've got. And in this app, let's see what we got here. Okay, it's affordable to get our membership. We hold our attorneys accountable and they're responsive. Here's how we hold them accountable. In every state or province that we do business, we put a law firm on retainer. We pay those lawyer, that law firm, one-third of every membership dollar we collect. So our law firms are making oodles and oodles and oodles of money. They want to keep that contract with us. In order to do that, they've got to do a good job for our clients, our customers, which are both our associates and our members, right? And they've got to be responsive to it, and we hold them accountable, and we make sure that responsive includes, you know, it exists, right? Our company was established in 1972. But that up that picture up there, the car accident, Mr. Stonecipher, who passed away a few years ago now, great man, was in a car accident. He had been a school teacher, turned insurance agent. He was on his way to a meeting when he was in a car accident. The accident was not his fault, but he got sued by the other driver. Could that happen to you or me or somebody we know? And he answered, absolutely yes. He had to hire an attorney to defend himself. He pretty much went through a lot of his life savings to pay for that case. He was exonerated. He was proven not guilty. The charges were dropped against him, but he still had to pay those legal fees. He said there should be something for everyday folks, something that everyday people can use to really to have legal services affordable. And he went and he did some research to see if there was any service like that that he could purchase for himself, found out that nothing like that existed in the United States. He did further research. He found out in some countries, particularly in Western Europe, legal services have been available for decades. In Germany, for example, between 70 and 80% of the folks had some kind of a legal coverage. So we started that company back in 1972. Over the years, what we've done is improve the quality of the service. And we've done a tremendous, tremendous job. And we keep doing that. We keep looking at how can we make it better? How can we make it more attractive to the people across North America? Okay, we cover approximately 4.2 million lives in the U.S. and Canada. You know, my family was lucky enough to be, not lucky enough because that's not the right word on it, but to be in the right place at the right time when Legal Shield opened the country of Canada. And we wound up having some good connections there. So we've got probably about 30% of my business today, 25 to 30%, comes from the country of Canada. Okay, which means I make more money, and I'm not saying this to brag, but just to show you kind of, I make about 40,000, 40 of, no, more than that. I make a bunch of money. I'll put it this way. I make more than the average Canadian family from Canada, and I only go to Canada about once, maybe twice a year if I do that. I'm going in August. Okay, what do we got here? Okay, so what we do is we have a dedicated network of quality law firms. So we put those law firms on retainer. They answer to us, and that's a crucial part of the quality of service. We've got an A-plus rating in the Better Business Bureau of Central Oklahoma, which is where we've done business for over 40 years, so that's cool. You can see us, find us on Facebook and other places. Check out our ratings and stuff. This right here is a $32 million office complex built on the outskirts of that little town, Ada. I was there when they broke ground back in 2002. I've been to the facility a number of times. You know, when I first went there, I swear it was like walking on the Starship Enterprise. You walk and doors would open. But... So our purpose is to protect and empower people, to provide equal access to liberty, equality, opportunity, and justice that every North American deserves and expects. Here's the challenge that, you know, that Americans and Canadians have had, is that even though probably of all the countries in the world, we're insured to have the widest variety of rights, right? If you don't have a way of protecting those rights, sometimes it's as if you don't have any. And so we want to make sure that, you know, we know this, liberty, equality, and justice, even though our country is based on those principles, it's not always meted out fairly. You know, some, you know, like justice. then equality. Sometimes it's unequal depending on what? The number one factor is how much money you got. You know, somebody said a while ago that in the United States, the color of justice is green. And it shouldn't be that way. You know, I mean, you might like, unless you have the money, maybe you don't deserve to drive the most fanciest cars and stuff. But you do deserve justice. And that really is for everybody and anybody. And we're going out and doing that. And the last part of that thing is opportunity. What I love, when I first looked at this company, what I loved most about it was that it was giving people like you and me an opportunity. I was 46 years old. I was $50,000 in debt. Within a year, I paid off all of that debt, and I was able to put my older daughter to go whatever university she wanted to go to because the opportunity is that good. Now, an opportunity, as my brother Steve says, an opportunity is not an opportunity unless you seize that opportunity. You know, it doesn't just, you don't just sign up and therefore you're successful. You got to sign up and you got to follow the coaching and do the work. Now, here's the good news. The work is, anyone ever work construction? That's hard work. Okay? Here, the heaviest thing I pick up is myself, is my, what do you call these things anyway? There's more computer power in that little device than in my first five computers combined. Okay, our mission, to help people improve their lives by teaching life-transforming skills. Because see, what happens is, when we help people become good associates and get out into the marketplace and share our information, we also help them work on themselves, on becoming better people. Because that's an important aspect. And we'll talk more about that in the training later on today. Secondly, to deliver exceptional products and services that promote peace of mind and confidence in a world that's oftentimes uncaring and selfish. Anyone besides me ever run into the uncaring and selfish part of our world, right? We all have. And what we're looking to do is change that. You know, and we change it by giving folks good quality access to attorneys so you can make decisions for yourself and your family that are based in reality and based in what's best for you, what's best for your family. So here's our app. You tap the app, and the very first thing it says circled up there is call your law firm. Now, here's what you get when you call your law firm. Unlimited advice on personal issues. Anything personally that's involved with you, you can call up. You can actually tap the app, or you can call up. You tap the app. It goes right through the law firm. All of a sudden, you're talking to the receptionist at the law firm, and that person will ask you your name and your membership number. Then they'll ask you what the nature of your situation is that you want information about, and then they'll put the right kind of attorney on the phone with you. That attorney will most likely call you back and answer whatever questions you have. Okay? Here's my advice to everybody. Write down all the questions you can think of before you get on the phone, right? So you can get them all answered as opposed to, you know, getting some answered and wondering what goes on. Now, what do wealthy people do when they have to make a decision? They check with their attorney, right? You've all heard people do that. Let me check. No, I've never heard anyone say that until after Legal Shield. Let me check with my attorney. Because none of my friends had their own attorneys, right? Okay. Our attorneys, if necessary, will make letters, write letters or make phone calls on your behalf. Ryan was sharing this letter today with me earlier. This is a letter from our California law firm to one of our members in California. And this gentleman had a problem with collecting a pension. And a long story short was the company denied him his pension. He went on out there and got his law firm to write a letter. And they had denied him like a $540 a month. But it dragged on for a while. So by the time the letter from the law firm came, it was years. So they wound up not only paying him the $540 a month for the rest of his life, but they also had to pay him all the back money that they hadn't paid him. And there's check now, that's $540 a month. There's a check here for $15,000. There's another check here for $15,000. Another check here for $15,000. Another check here for $2,900. And the last check here for $554. So. And that's one letter. And see, like, if you see these little names up here, these are all the lawyers that are listed on their, you know, on their law firm's stationery. So stuff like that's so powerful. My son Luke went to a school in Virginia, after he got out of school, he took a trip around the world. He was out of the country, out of the U.S. for about 9-10 months. When he came back, he moved back to New York, where we're from, and he got a job as a software engineer with a television network. And then he went out, based on the strength of that job, he went out to rent an apartment. So they did ran a credit check on him, and according to the credit check, he had him pay his last cell phone bill back in Virginia. He called me up and goes, "Dad, I paid that bill." I said, "Luke, you're calling the wrong guy. You know, you got the legal services. Call your attorney." He does. The attorney gets back to him 2 hours later. He has found the canceled check that he paid the last bill with, which I think is a good trick. I'm not sure I could do that, right? But the lawyer says to him, "Can you send me a copy of it?" He gets a copy over to the attorney. The attorney then picks up the phone. No extra charge, but his low monthly fee. And the attorney makes a phone call to the head of the collection agency that listed him with the bureau. Has a conversation. The next day, his credit report's all cleaned up. They wanted $134 from him. What would he have done if he didn't have a lawyer, a lawyer, a phone call away? He's not going to call a fresh attorney because it's going to cost more than $134, right? But he didn't have to because they'd already decided ahead of time to be paying a low monthly fee to have access to attorneys, not just on business hours, but later on I'll show you 24/7 in emergency situations. So he went, rented that apartment, rest is history. A phone call, that was a phone call made. There was a letter right there. My brother Steve, many of you know, Steve bought anyone ever buy an airline ticket online last minute? Steve bought one, and the company he bought it from issued him two. Okay? It's $450 he paid with his Visa debit card. He checked his bank, they had taken $900 out instead of $450. He called up that company. They said, "Let us research it." They did. They called him back and said, "Listen, it's our fault. It's our mistake." He said, "No problem. How quickly will you refund my $450? They said, "Well, it's going to take 2 to 3 billing cycles." He says, "How long is a billing cycle?" And they said, 4 to 6 weeks. And he said, you zapped the money out of my account wrongfully. Why can't you just zap it back in?" And check out if you've ever heard these words. He said, "Sorry, sir, but that's our..." You guys have heard these words. How many times a week do you think those words are uttered across North America? And what do most people do? They shrug. What can I do? It's their policy. Here, you can call your attorney and you can find out whether they're a policy, whether their policy is even legal or not. Right? Because just because they make it their policy doesn't mean it holds any water. So my brother, though, not to be thrown by anything, says, "I got a policy of my own. When I'm treated unfairly, I call my attorney." The guy on the other side of the phone laughs. Who's going to call an attorney for a $450 problem that's solved, just not yet, right? Not most people, but a Legal Shield member will. He calls his attorney. His attorney writes a letter on his behalf, and 8 days later, the money is mysteriously zapped back into his bank account. Contracts and documents reviewed. We've all done it. We've all signed documents that we don't really know what they say. And guess what? A contract or a document that you sign that's been prepared by somebody else was prepared by somebody else's attorney who's watching out for their interests, not yours. So it just makes sense, if it's affordable, to have your contracts and documents reviewed before you put pen to paper. Okay? There's lots of stories on this one, but I'll tell you one's a sort of a funny one, is that a friend of mine bought the membership from me. He lives in Detroit, and he bought a new car. Car was made in Detroit, and when he went to the thing, he had just got the membership, and they give him his contract, and he says to the salesman, he goes, "I'm going to check with my attorney." And the guy goes, "You don't have to check with your attorney. It's a standard contract." He says, "Well, he's a standard attorney." Sends it over to his attorney. His attorney reviews the contract. He says, "Everything is legal in this contract, but I'm going to tell you what, there's a $200 delivery fee that I would tell him I don't want to pay. That, why would you have to pay that? They're just adding that on." So he goes in, and he goes back to the salesman. He goes, "Listen, I check with my attorney. My attorney says I shouldn't pay this." Points to that $200 fee. He looks at him, crosses it off, and initials it, and says, "Okay, anything else?" And so my buddy says, you know, do most people just pay that? He goes, you know, most people don't check with their attorneys. But doesn't it just sound good? Let me check with my attorney. You know, how many of you have done what I've done in place of business? You're going to hear from my attorney, go outside and go, oh, I ain't got an attorney. Okay, tell you one more quick story like that one. Is my buddy Steve Baker. He's a British guy. He got a membership originally because he had some immigration questions, and they worked so well, he decided to become an associate with us. When he became an associate, he decided he needed a computer. His first computer, he was a house painter before that. He's 37 years old, bought a computer at Best Buy. Long story short, he had some warranty problems. Best Buy told him, from now on, you're going to deal with you with Packard, the manufacturers. He didn't like that answer. He went home and called his attorney. And his attorney fired a letter off for him on his behalf to Best Buy. Now, if I have a complaint with a company and I send them a letter, where does it go to? The complaint department. And now typically, the filing system there is like round. And it's next to the, and you just rumple it up and throw it in there. But when your attorney writes a letter, it goes to the legal department. Very different. So now Baker likes to tell the story. He goes, now my legal department was talking to their legal department. And I love that because it really just gives you the power to back up your rights and to back up what's fair and, you know, and right, really, truly. So they wrote a letter for him. They wound up giving him a new computer, and they added a printer on for his troubles and such. IRS audit assistance, if you're audited by the IRS, you know, as soon as you ever get that notice, get in touch with your attorneys right away. They'll try to fix the problem right away. If they can't, you get up to 50 hours of their time, and it helps out. Civil defense for covered situations. A lawsuit's common in our country, unfortunately, yes. What if someone sues you civilly? We're going to go to bat for you and work with you on it. Family and domestic services, 90-day waiting period. So this is for uncontested divorce, adoption, separation, or name change. So if a divorce is uncontested, you know, we'll assign an attorney, and they'll file all the paperwork for you. No extra charge, but your low monthly fee. Okay, this next one here. Again, you can't read it, but it says SNAP, speeding tickets. You get a speeding ticket, okay, this is so cool. This is relatively new. We always help with speeding tickets, but now we do it through the app. You take a picture of the speeding ticket. You send it to your law firm right via the app. Within 8 hours, they'll be back to you with letting you know how defensible that speeding ticket is, what they're going to attempt to do for you, et cetera, et cetera. Now, just again, little coaching here. If you get a speeding ticket, send it over right away. The more time your lawyers have to prepare for that case, the better it is for them and for you. And sometimes people put it off, and by the time they get to the law firm, they don't have enough notice, they don't have enough time to do it. I've seen that happen, okay? So now here with having the app, it's amazing, because you can just send it right on over. There's the ticket, right? Picture of a ticket. Anyone ever, that look familiar to anybody besides me? Right? The ticket and the member info is submitted to your law firm, they get back to you. Okay, next, prepare your will. So you press that button, and you can all of a sudden, you're being coached on how to prepare your will. You prepare it, you send it over to your attorney. They'll probably call you up, ask you a few questions, and then produce a finished will for you. They'll update that will for you on an annual basis as long as you keep your membership intact, which is so pretty incredible, yeah. I always tell my kids, and this is just around the time of year I tell them, I'm going to redo my will right after Father's Day, so pay attention, kids. Okay? Your will, your living will, your health care power of attorney. Okay? You just push a button and you start your will. I mean, is that cool or is that cool, really? There's the will questionnaire. Okay, next, member perks. And what I member perks is, these are just all kinds of discounts that we, because of the economies of scale, have negotiated with all these different companies to get discounts on their services or their products. You know, and this is, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's just, I mean, you can get discounts on your cell phone bill. I'll give you one example. I was checking into a hotel in Detroit about a year ago now, and they wanted $169 for the stay. And through our perks program, I got my rate at $69 a night, right? So I stayed two nights, so $200 paid for my membership for about 8, 9, 10 months, something like that. It was pretty crazy. Okay, and now this last one is emergency access, 24/7. If you or a covered family member is detained, questioned, or arrested, a covered family member, or any kid living at home up to the age of 26 if they've never been married, okay, you, your spouse, 18 years old if you're the legal guardian for anybody and they live in your home, so or they're full-time college students, right, either way, for your kids too. So 24/7 emergency access. I'll give you one example. One of my nephews was at a football game at the Meadowlands in New Jersey. He's at a Giants game, and him and his friends, and they were like 18, 19 years old, and they were, you know, doing what 18, 19-year-olds sometimes do. And I don't know what they were doing. But a police officer shows up and says, hey, you know, all you kids come on over here, show me your ID and this and that. And my nephew, at that time, before we had the app, we had a card. My nephew says, before we do anything, can I show you my Legal Shield card? And the police officer looks at it and says, you get out of here. You guys wait right there. And just because he had access to an attorney. You know, and again, I mean, none of us want to do stuff that gets us detained, you know, arrested or, you know, being questioned. But I was driving in South Carolina. I was in Greenville, South Carolina one evening, and I got pulled over by a police officer. And now when I get pulled over by a police officer, they're inevitably younger than I am. They're inevitably younger than some of my kids, right? So this young man, he was a nice young man. I came over to the passenger side. I gave him my license registration. I said, sir, can I ask you why you pulled me over? And said, and again, this was in the days before we had the app, which had the card. And I said, he said, well, I clocked you doing 66 and a 60. And I wanted to say to him, that's not really speeding. You know, I lived in Atlanta, Georgia at the time. And, you know, if you only went 60 on the road, you're 65, you're going to get run over. So anyway, I didn't say that because it said right on my card to be courteous. And so I was. But he said, where are you going? And it said right on the card, if asked by security personnel or police officer, give your name, your address, your destination, and your Social Security number, if asked. So we asked where I was going. I said, I'm going to Charlotte, North Carolina. And then he said, where are you coming from? And I'm thinking, that's not on the card. But I was in a good mood. It was 10:30 at night, and I was, you know, and I had an hour and a half drive in front of me. I said, well, I'm coming from Anderson, South Carolina, where I'd been doing a presentation for Legal Shield. Then he says, well, what were you doing there? And I'm thinking, man, you know. I said, sir, listen, if it's your intention to continue to question me and detain me, I'm going to want to call my attorney. And I handed him the card. And he looked at me and said, are you telling me you can call your attorney at 10:30 at night? I said, yes, sir, 24/7. He says, listen, there's been a lot of accidents lately. We just want to get everyone to slow down a little bit. He gave me my paperwork back when he went on his way. Okay, so anything not covered by the prepackaged part of our plan, at least a 25% discount. What pre-existing conditions, auto accidents, contested divorce, landlord hassle? What if you want to file a lawsuit? You can see the hourly rate for your state or province by going to this site right here, www.legalshield.com/discount-anchor. And you'll see what your law firm would actually charge you per hour to do extra work and such. Make sense? Okay, good. Again, now here's what I'm going to tell you guys. Better to have it and not need it than the other way around. You know, if you had it and you never needed to use it, fine. But that time that you needed it, or like, for example, Ryan was talking to me on the way over here today. He and I share something in common. We both got involved for the money. Okay? I one time wrote a talk from mercenary to missionary because I got involved for how much money I could make in my family, and I got sold on the mission. So he said, well, the same thing happened to him. He said, when he got the membership, his dad had had it since 1982. He said, I never intended to even use the membership, but now he and his wife have used it over 100 times, right? Because why? When you're prepaying for it and it's available, it's there, and you learn how to use it. And this is a key element. If you get a membership and you learn how to use it, you will use it and you will keep it. If you never learn how to use it, then it's sketchy, right? but we want to teach you to use it. Because here's what happens. Most of us aren't used to calling an attorney. So when we even have access to it, sometimes we feel awkward, we feel embarrassed, this and that. Don't. Our attorneys, they're trained in how to help you feel better and feel more peaceful about what's going on, right? Ryan was also telling me he wound up with a situation with the IRS, and he was totally freaked out how much money they wanted from him. But when he called in, he spoke to our attorney, Rachel, her name is, right? I don't know the last name. But when he spoke to the attorney here, she made him feel at ease, and she got his tax dirt burden down from $43,000 to $300. Okay? Yeah. So, you know, so they do that. They earn their keep. So who's covered? I covered this already, but the member, spouse, kids under 26 living at home, full-time college students living at home, never married, dependent kids under 18, and physically and mentally disabled kids living at home, no matter how old they might be. Right? Now, what would you choose? Paying $250 an hour, and that's a minimal. I don't know what kind of, no offense to the attorneys, but you get a good attorney for $250 an hour, I'm not sure. Or $20 a month for a whole law firm. Okay, now, in our opinion, injustice is one of the biggest crimes in North America. But one of the most common and fastest-growing crimes happens to be identity theft. So it's about 13 years ago now that we added an identity theft product. We partnered with a company called Kroll. Kroll's a leading risk management company. They did some research for the credit card companies about this growing epidemic of identity theft back around 2000. What they found was that while the financial institutions were at risk for identity theft, the people that were most at risk were everyday folks like you and I, folks that didn't have the money or the power to do much about being a victim of identity theft. One of my associates, we're also like we do group benefits, we do employee benefits. One of my associates has the Atlanta Police Department as an employee benefit. And he was in there talking to the police officers one day, and he asked this one police officer, he said, listen, you know, because we had just launched identity theft, or maybe we were 2 years in. He said, what department here covers identity theft? And he goes, oh, that's our department. And there was some kind of fraud and something like this. And he said, well, what do you guys do? He goes, well, the reality is there's not much we can do. Because usually, if identity theft is committed, it's not just staying in one area. So someone might steal your identity in Atlanta, but now use it in New Jersey, right? So it's a little touchy there. So they came in with us and they said, listen, we're going to bring a product to the market. When someone suffers from identity theft, one of the things they're going to need along the way is an attorney. Most of the time, 70% of the time. So what we'd like you guys to do is not only market our service, but allow us to marry it together with the legal service, which is what we've done. The rest is really history. But let me tell you what we've done. We have an app for it again. Okay, and what that just said right there is like, and here's the interesting thing. Legally, when you're accused of a crime, supposedly you're innocent until proven guilty. With identity theft, it's sort of backwards. You're guilty until you can prove you're innocent. And so what we do is we go about helping you do that. So we have, not only do we do all the monitoring and everything else that anybody else does in that service, at a similar price point, we provide comprehensive restoration. This is really where the rubber meets the road. Our competitive advantage in our legal end is that the lawyers are on retainer in answer to us. Okay, our competitive advantage in the identity theft is that we have comprehensive restoration. Your identity is compromised. You call in the Kroll, you tap the app, and a licensed private investigator will be assigned to your case to do whatever it takes for as long as it takes to clear your records with a $5 million service guarantee. That means that they're not going to pay us the $5 million, right? They'll do whatever it takes, right? Because that's a lot cheaper than $5 million. I was speaking to our CEO about it because we didn't used to have this $5 million service guarantee. I said, what's with that? He goes, well, the reality is, well, you know, the $5 million service guarantee played better than whatever it takes. So we added on. You know, We've never paid the $5 million, by the way, and we're not going to. We're going to fix the problem. I mean, that's what we do. But when people are making the decision, this really helps tip it over. Okay, so is our ID shield, right? We have our ID shield right here. Our Legal Shield app and our ID Shield app. Eventually, we're going to make these one app. We're working on that process right now. But right now, they're two apps. So Legal Shield, ID Shield, $39.90 a month for a family, covering the whole family. If you're a single person, you know, like right now, all my kids are my youngest is 31. All my kids have their own memberships and this and that. Daddy used to pay for them when they were first in college or out of college, but Daddy doesn't pay for them anymore because the kids have used them. And once they've used them, they're not willing to get rid of them, right? But if you're just a single person, it's only $27.90 a month. So it's very cool. One-time enrollment, that $10 enrollment fee. And so how do we do it? We do it two ways, word of mouth and then team building. And so, for you know, the team building aspect is something that I'm going to train on later on today. So I won't talk too much about it now, but there's a lot of money to be made that way. Here's a word of mouth company. Facebook. You know, who told you about Facebook, right? My oldest son told me about it. Okay, he's made no money from my membership. Uber will give you some credits. Legal Shield will pay you to spread the word, anywhere from $60 to $280 for marketing at $40 plan. So how does it start? When you're a brand new associate, everyone starts at that level. When on your first six memberships or your first three memberships, if you sign up one associate, you're going to get paid $60 for marketing the $39.90 plan. That's more money than you collected, right? Because what we do is we borrow from the life insurance industry the concept of paying an advance commission. We collect 1 month's worth of fee, but the company pays us 1 year's worth of commission right up front. Okay, big thing. After you have sold either 3 and 1 or 6 memberships, you get promoted to the next level, and now you're going to get paid $120. Now, you may notice that's 100% gain, right? 60 to 120. But that just what it does really is it shows us you're serious, and it shows us you're in the game, so we're going to reward you accordingly. And also, we want our people to be successful. We want our new associates to feel like they're getting a good deal as they're marketing our plans and such. And why do we want that? So they stick with us. It's real simple. There's nothing complicated about all that. Okay? You get 15 membership sales. It goes up to 140. And that can be either by yourself or with your team, right? 50, you get 160. You get promoted as a senior manager. Okay, director, 100 sales. Now you're making $190. Every time you personally market a plan. And the next two levels up are what we call our monthly qualifiers. For example, you're a director, and you and your team members have 25 sales a month. You're going to be at the $230 level. An executive director, you and your team have 50 sales a month. You're going to be at the $280 level. So that's pretty impressive, you know, $280 for a $40 sale, right? Okay, that's called an advanced commission. That's all personal income. The next thing, though, we have, and this is where I tell you how I built wealth, guys, is override commissions. What I did was here's what I knew. I knew that when I got involved, that not everybody I talked to would see it, right? So I never worried about the people that didn't see it. I just concentrated on the people that saw it. You know, so if Steve saw it, I'd work with Steve and help him do the same thing I was doing, share the information and sign people up. And if he was brand new, if he signed up, Ryan, I would not make Steve do all the work with Ryan. I would say work with Ryan in the beginning until Steve really knew what he was doing. So I taught him the ropes. It usually takes anywhere from 3 to 6 months for a person to really embrace the whole idea and such. And so as you're building a team, these are differential overrides. You're going to make a team override between the level you're at and the level they're at. So if Ryan's an executive director, say he's got a director organization that goes on and out and sells 20 memberships in a month. He's going to make $40 and $30 on every one of those memberships. That's $70 times 20. So what's that, $1,400? He's going to make an extra $1,400 based on that team's efforts. You can follow me on that? Okay. I won't go into all of the details here, but I'll give you an example. In my 10th month in the business, My team had grown to 200 associates. So that month, 200 associates collectively sold 550 plans, right? That's about 2.25 each, something like that. Some people sold, a lot of people sold one, a bunch of people sold two. You know, some people sold more than that, but it averaged that. The override commissions I made that month, I was living in Atlanta, Georgia at the time, whether I got out of bed or not, those override commissions came to $19,600. Okay? Again, I don't say that to brag, but to see, some of you just want to make an extra $400, $500, $600, $1,000 a month. Some of you are not going to roll your sleeves up and go to work for anything less than the potential of getting wealthy. You know, everyone's got different needs, different desires in the world and in life and stuff. So I really got here to get, you know, to, if Larry Smith can make 220 grand a second year, I thought, you know what, if that kind of money's possible, I want in. You know, and again, like I said in the beginning, I was just in it for the money, but now I'm in it for the cause too, so go figure. But I'm taking, I'm not throwing, sending the money back. So you guys know. Okay, so now we also have a bonus, what we call a level up bonus. And we have a very special announcement we're going to make later on today. So, but I'm not going to make it. I'm going to have Miss Burns make it. But check this out. When a person advances in a timely fashion, when they start it, they do it in their first 20 days, they advance. Not only do they get paid the commissions they're going to get, they're going to get paid a $180 bonus, right? Okay. When you're moving through the ranks, this is about how much you'll make in sales and commissions. But and then plus the bonuses are going to be tagged onto that. And so these are the bonuses. So check this out. Here, you made $180 for selling three of those $40 plans, right? 60, 60, and 60. But plus, if you do it in your first 20 days, you're going to make a $180 bonus. So that's $360. If you advance to senior associate within 20 days, as soon as you do, in your back office, which we'll show you how that works later on, but in your back office, there'll be a clock, and it'll tell you you have 30 days to advance to the next level, and if you do that, there's a $300 bonus on top of it. Okay? On top of what? On top of the approximately $440 you've now made going advancing. Okay? And then you move from manager to senior manager. It takes a little more work, so we give you 60 days to do it. $400 bonus. If you go from senior manager to director, the next 60 days, $800 bonus, right? Director to senior director, and the next 30 days, $1,000, and the next 30 days, a $2,500 bonus, for a total of over $5,000 worth of bonuses. We've got some people in the room right now that are in the process of doing this. You know, and maybe we'll get to hear from them later on. I'm not sure, but possibly. But if you go fast, and it's not even that fast, to tell you the truth. I mean, like, we give you 20 days to get 3-in-1. I did that in 2 days. And only because I was excited, and I went out and told a bunch of people, I think you got to take a look at this, right? And it was all. I didn't even know what I was doing, but I think they just bought my excitement. And that really sort of is a clue. Okay, so what does it cost to get started? It's a one-time $99 fee, okay? And then it's optional, but we also have a monthly program we recommend everyone get involved in, and it's called our Legal Shield Advantage. I'll get to that in a minute. But you get paid and promoted. You get paid $60 a membership. You protect three and recruit one, 180. Or you, if you do that in 20 days, a 180 bonus. So you can see there's a lot of money right up front in it. How do we grow the business? We have different ways of just telling the story. Like, unless I'm in front of a group, I don't tell the whole story like this. I show someone a DVD, or I call it a DVD, but it's right there on my iPad or my phone, right? And we have an app where I can put your information in here, and I can send you information via the app. So you can watch it right on your smartphone or your tablet or whatever device you might watch stuff on. But we have all different ways of getting the story told. And that's really like one of my goals every day is how many times a day can I have the Legal Shield story told on my behalf, whether I'm doing it myself or my team members are doing it. Once your team gets to a certain size, you'll find that a lot of it grows on its own with or without you. I'll give an example on this, right? One summer, about almost 9 years ago now, my youngest son and I went to Europe for 6 weeks. We were gone for 42 days. During the 42 days I was gone, Legal Shield paid me $41,000. Okay? All that money was override commissions. I turned my phone off at JFK, and I didn't turn it back on again until I landed 6 weeks later. I could, though, go on in my back office on a computer, so I'd be going to these little internet cafes, check out how much money was coming in. Tell my son, I think we can stay another week. Okay, so the Legal Shield Advantage Program, this is a 1995 additional cost, but what it does, it gives you an enhanced back office, which means you can do all kinds of stuff through your website and stuff. I can check my numbers, I can check my sales, I can check my commissions. More importantly to me is this contest and incentives. That you've got to be, every time the company launches a contest, whether it's a free trip or it's a cash bonus, it's important that you're invested with the company by being a Legal Shield Advantage member, okay, which is $20 a month. But considering that, for example, the Burns got $142,000 worth of bonuses, had they not paid their $20 a month, they wouldn't have been eligible for those bonuses. We also have Franklin Covey. Now, those guys are right down here in Utah, right? They have a whole personal development library that our associates have access to through their back office, personalized websites, and then all of our mobile, our business building mobile apps, and there's more to come. And so a lot of that stuff is, you'll learn as you go along. The power of leveraged income, and this is it. I mean, most of us, as we were growing up, I think things are changing today. But back when I was coming to the job market, it was still promoted powerfully that you found a company to go to work for, you worked for them for 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it was, and you would get a pension from that company. That's all going away. If it hasn't gone away already, it's going away. But still, most people, in year one, if you've got a job and you're working that job, one person's responsible for your income. That's you. Year two, same thing. Year three, same thing. Year four, same thing. You build a business that grows, and this is the power of leverage. Okay? If you get five associates the first year, 25, say it takes 2 years to grow to 25. Mind you, I grew to 200 in 10 months. 125, 625. So this is leverage. Now, if you have 3,000 active associates, you have 3,000 people contributing to your income. Okay, just different. Now, even if you sign all those people up, chances are they're not all going to go to work. But what if some of them do? What if 10% of those folks sell one membership a month on their behalf? They're making money, but you're making overrides. And you had the $50 executive director override, that'd be $15,000 a month. Based on 300 sales, right? So, I'll go back to this for a second. So leveraged income is just where all of your income is not dependent on you. As I started to grow this and that team grew, there really came a point where I could have not worked my team, right? So I would just do not the minimal amount, but we have what we call a performance club. So I would just make sure I qualified for the performance club because most of our free trips were hooked up to the performance club. We'll talk more about that later on also. Okay? Okay, so renewal income or residual income. We all have, all of us that drive up car insurance, we pay every month. Somebody's making money on an ongoing way. So your insurance company gets paid month after month after month. Okay, that's the same way we do. We're a subscription-based, so we get paid month after month. Once the term of that advance commission is up, which is 1 year typically, then we're going to pay you what's called a renewal income for the life of the membership. I have found statistically that anyone who keeps the membership on my team for 3 years, 95% of those people never quit cancel, simply never cancel. So my goal is to make sure they use the membership. If they use the membership, they keep the membership. If they don't use the membership, then it's up in the air whether they'll keep it or not. So Legal Shield, you get paid a percentage for every member your team signs up. Most of the time in life insurance, only the primary agents get paid renewal incomes. Here, you get paid a renewal income even if it's somebody on your team doing it. Proven track record, these are all just people from different walks of life who've done tremendously well with that business. One of my favorite stories is my buddy Mike Humes. Mike was a postal delivery guy, right? And he is now a $600,000 ring earner with that company. So he's done He's done pretty good for himself considering he grew up in the inner city in Washington, D.C. We got 400 plus six-figure ring earners, 150 more $50,000 ring earners. 230 families belonging to our Millionaires Club means in the 10-year with their company, they made more than $1 million, right, which is pretty cool. Took me and my brother 39 months to get into that Millionaires Club. And when we here's what we did. When we got into the Millionaires Club, we added up all the money that both of us had made before Legal Shield. It didn't come to $1 million, right? And I've been in the workforce for 30 years, or 20 years at the time, 25 years. It's crazy. $1 billion paid in commissions in the last 10 years. We want to grow that times 10. That's our goal, to grow that times 10. Okay? We have 4 incentive trips each year at the Performance Club by doing a minimal amount. We'll talk about that later on during the training. We have freedom bonuses and recognition, and a bunch of us just came back from an all expenses paid vacation at the Atlantis in the Bahamas. I mean, guys, it's crazy. Okay? Freedom and flexibility of working from home. You belong to a noble cause, a great financial opportunity. You know, quality spending quality time with your family. I mean, this couple right here, they have 2 little ones and a son, a little, not so little. But those little girls don't know daddy leaving the house to go to work. They know daddy goes to talk to people. He knows, you know, he goes on trips and stuff like that. But most of the time, he's there when they're going to school, and he's there when they get home from school. And same with mom, right? And, you know, in our world today, one of the biggest problems I think we have is that we have family, you know, where both parents have to work out of the house. And, you know, and then the kids, you know, it's tougher to raise the kids properly that way, is all I'm saying. Spending quality time with family, living life on their own terms. And this is the one I like the most. I mean, I can, you know, I don't like to feel like I'm bragging on this, but I can do whatever I want. You know, now most of us can do whatever we want, but we don't have the funds to necessarily fund that, right? I got them both. Okay, so we have some testimonials lined up? Okay, so if you've been asked to come up and share your story, please come and do that, and then we'll wrap up.
Hi, I'm Tanisha Powers. I've been with Legal Shield about a year now, and I got into Legal Shield because I have a lot of student loan debt. Don't worry, I'm not going to swear this time. But I have a lot of student loan debt, and I'm thinking, how am I going to get this debt paid off because I'm so busy? I work full-time. I go to school full-time. I'm very active in church. I'm in a gospel choir. So I'm like, I have no time to do this job. So actually, the first month that I was doing this, didn't even know what I was doing. I fumbled into it. I made $969. Then I got smart. Start listening to the people here and did what they said. After 4 months, $16,000. I love Legal Shield.
My name is George Wilkins, and my background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm codes, keys, the expense accounts, the car I had arrived. I was also broke at a higher level. About 18 years ago, this information was shared with me. What I love is my wife's been retired for 16 years. We do what we want. Our latest goal is to make sure that every one of our grandchildren love us more than their own parents because we have the time, freedom, and the money to do it. We love Legal Shield.
My name is Orion Parker. I live down in St. George, Utah, and prior to Legal Shield, I spent 15 years in the automotive repair industry. And I was fortunate enough this last year, you know, to go on this all-expense-paid trip to the Bahamas. And what I love about it is not just the trips, but also having that time freedom. And while we were sitting there on the beach, I got a deposit for like $500, and that's more than I used to make it a whole week at a day job that I didn't like going to. So I love Legal Shield.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschooled my kids. And when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun to go get a job. So I did. I found a part-time job, and it was super fun and exciting for about 2 weeks. It was around that time that I saw this information. I saw an incredible vehicle to help my husband and me dust off some of those dreams that we had long since tucked away. And, you know, working this business that first month, just on average, maybe an hour, maybe two a day, made about $1,000. And that was way better than that part-time job.
My name is Steve Crabtree, and my wife and I have been in Legal Shield since 1997. Part of that, we started mortgages, and even though mortgages were my primary, Legal Shield was my secondary when mortgages kind of collapsed in 07 for us. I just enjoyed helping people with mortgages, but then I thought, you know, I can help people a lot better with a low-cost item that gives people peace of mind, and I just thoroughly enjoyed that, as well as getting my family involved with the Legal Shield as well, and we're Legal Shield for life.
Trip on this cord. Good morning. My name is Ashley Crabtree. I've been in the business for about 5-6 years now. Obviously, those are my parents. But, you know, with Legal Shield, it's something that will bless your life and bless some other people's lives. And that's kind of why I'm in the business. Another reason why is because I was able, because of the freedom bonuses that Legal Shield gives out in the Performance Club, I was able to purchase a vehicle just yesterday. And I am so excited to see where this vehicle is going to go with me. So thank you very much.
All right. My name's Ryan Burns, and I got started, like many people, just part-time on the side, wanted to make some extra cash. I was a broke college student, 23 years old when I first saw this. But 4 months in, this was paying me more than my full-time job was. So I decided to go full-time with this. Made $68,000 my first year, which was, double, almost triple what I used to make, and broke through six figures my second year. Last year, we did a little over $250,000, but really, it's the time freedom that I just love the most with the business.
Awesome. Is that cool? Right? Here's what I love, that you get people from all walks of life. You know, a stay-at-home mom, now, you know, doing extraordinarily well. You know, she didn't really tell her whole story. I mean, she does very, very good. Okay, so let's recap. The world's largest taxi company, Uber, owns no vehicles. The largest overnight accommodation owns no hotels. The most popular media provider provides no content. Right? The leading movie rental company owns no theaters. You know, Legal Shield provides legal services in all 50 states. And four provinces in Canada owns no law firms. Yeah. Right? And so instead of, like, running advertising campaigns and stuff like that, they pay us. Right? And I'm glad they do. Really is. So what do you do? Become a member. And, again, if you don't see the opportunity for yourself, I urge you still, get our membership, try it out. You may change your mind on the opportunity, but at least you'll also have that protection. Download the Legal Shield and Identity apps. If you see the opportunity to become an associate, and I'll talk more about this in the training, but here's what I know. We're not a toe-dipping business. So if you say, you know, I'm going to become an associate and I'll see how it goes, it's not likely to go that well. But if you say, I'm going to become an associate, and if Ryan Burns can do what he's done, you know, if that guy originally from New York right here can do what I've done, you know, why not you? And my big urge, and I'll train later on today, but the biggest thing I want people to walk away with is a sense of possibility. But here's what I want you to do. Include yourself in that possibility. Why not you? I mean, someone's going to go out and do it. Someone's going to become the number one money earner right here in the state of Utah. You know, why not you? Why not? Never mind Utah. What about the whole western part of the country? Why not? You know, might as well be you, right? Okay? Get trained. We have a great training program. We'll walk you through that. And then get paid and promoted. Get out there and make sure you get that first advance. And that's really, the, you know, that's it. We're going to take a short break right here. How long of a break? Take about a 15-minute break. If you're a guest today, this is your time to get your questions answered. Get with the persons that signed you up or that brought you out and stuff. If you have other kind of questions and stuff, feel free to come up and ask any of us up here. We're more than happy to help answer questions. We appreciate your time and attention. We'll see you in 15 minutes. Adios for now.